Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. And Larry, we got him down there in the Southland weathering a few thunderstorms. How are you doing, Larry?
Oh, just hanging in, trying to keep up with this entail that's going on, a lot going on.
Oh, jump in anywhere. Where do you want to start? There is so much headline news, really, about what's going on.
Well, just before the show, you and I were talking about this stuff seems to be erupting in different locations, large cities, and Hal Turner has a new report out. It's an alert. New York police discuss full city quarantine as early as this weekend. New York intelligence reports tens of thousands of cases of possible coronavirus. However, no order has been given to lock down the city of New York. New York City has a population of 8.62 million, and Hal's advice, if you're in a big city, bug out time is almost gone.
Wow. The mayor of New York did hold a press conference, and he did say he was declaring an emergency. And that's what they almost always do. They declare a state of emergency, and then within a couple days, they bring out and lock down. And I think you're going to see this all over. It was just online, and I was looking at Minneapolis, and they've got more. Wisconsin's got more. So they're just starting now to increase. The governor of Wisconsin has just declared a state of emergency here. So this is all the states, I think, one by one, and I think all but a couple are now have cases now. So I think Idaho is one, and I can't remember what the other one was, that are so-called coronavirus free, but that won't be very long. They're all going to be infected. They've known this was coming. It's very carefully orchestrated. The only way you can explain some of what they call incompetence and et cetera, is willful. There's no other explanation for it because these people are not stupid and they're way behind the curve. And of course, they're going to blame Trump for it. They're going to have to impeach him for this. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What else have you got on Turner's site?
Well,
that you can talk about.
Yeah, I've got about three articles here. I've got to be careful about how I say some of this information. Another report Hal has up is Trump halts air travel between Europe and USA, and stocks tank. Stock markets and futures trading drops into the circuit breaker territory. Now, by the way, I talked to you before the show when Fox Business was reporting that that the House, the Democrats, had just passed a bill in the House to stop Trump from banning Europeans. So they're trying to block any controls over this that Trump might have at all. Now,
that's because communist one is dead.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we don't even have to tell people where this is going because you just look at who's doing what. I mean, unless you're brain dead, and it really don't matter. But
yes.
Hal Turner's other report says stock markets in the USA and around the world plunge as Standard & Poor 500 and NASDAQ plunge downward also. And then, and I like your information on this, you know, your feelings on it. I know you've got some connections to people that watch the finances, but Hal Turner posted another post. He said, remember, if Dutch Bank stock dropped below 640, the world is in trouble. And he said, Dutch Bank stock has now dropped to 551. He said, get your cash out of the bank now. And he said there's a lot of flash traffic on all Intel financial circuits, financial alert.
Well, I think what you're going to see is a domino effect. One by one by one by one, all the major banks are going to collapse. This is all part of the plan, is to have a major economic collapse. You may remember what David Wilkinson said about a six-month banking holiday. Now, you or I can't grasp what that actually means or the ripple effects of what that means. That means probably that all food stamps stop, all kind of bank closings, et cetera, et cetera. Obviously, the world banks, the international banks, are stock market, or stocks are going to go down drastically with all of this. And they're going to do it in such a way that you can't really blame the bankers for it, even though they're engineering the whole thing. Remember Psalm 2, the rich men of the earth all get together to bring in their new world order and their fake Messiah. And then you've got people like not only David Wilkinson, but Noyes, that ne'er-do-well shaman lady, who said that the stock market would drop to zero. Now, I don't know if anybody can figure out what that means. She also said that wherever you were, that's where you were going to stay. In other words, real estate freezes. Everything comes to a halt. And we simply cannot get our minds around any such thing. Remember, our lifetime, Larry, you and I are about the same age. We've had pretty much a normal existence. You've had your ups and downs and this and that, but pretty much we've had a normal life, and people are just not ready for what's coming. People are even having trouble with these lockdowns. You know, they say horrible to have to stay in your house for 14 days. Well, how about staying in your house for 6 months? And what's going on in New York City, in New Rochelle, it'll just be expanded. The New Rochelle restrictions will simply be expanded to New York City and then eventually probably the entire New York state. And it won't surprise me if we have a lockdown in Minneapolis. They're already talking about something like that. The state of Wisconsin. And, you know, we have a few big cities like Milwaukee and whatnot. But most of Wisconsin is, like Minnesota, basically very, very rural. And little tiny towns, et cetera, et cetera. And we already have two cases in a county right next to us. And there's no big towns there at all. They're little tiny burgs. So it makes you wonder exactly, you know, they said that they were traveling and probably picked it up from there. And I know they've tried to tell people not to travel on the airplanes and that sort of thing, but nobody's listening to it. And as an aviator and a pilot, professional pilot, when you have an airplane and you're at high altitude, 35, 40,000 feet, your cabin is pressurized to just slightly above sea level. And that air keeps circulating. As far as I know, they don't have any filters. So if somebody has it or two or three have it, everybody's going to get exposed to it. And I'm not convinced even now this is really a virus. This may be a combination of a virus and a nanobot, a smart virus, if you will. It seems to be targeting. Italy is all but shut down now. In fact, I watched a YouTube video of two doctors who were in Italy. They said it's horrendous. Well, this is all coming here to America. And you went to down to a drugstore, and a guy comes in, and he said something about a Walmart in MENA. What was that about? I want to make sure I get it right. Because
yeah,
they're being stripped.
I'm in Oklahoma, and I went to a local pharmacy. While I was in there, someone came in that had drove over from MENA and needed some medication and said that everything pretty much had been stripped in MENA in the Walmart, said, you can't hardly find anything. And then I also got text from a friend of mine in Poto, that's Oklahoma, north of me, and that's about 60 miles. And he said a lot of shelving is just literally stripped. Food, small cans, medications, toiletries, paper item. I mean, everything gone. And so this seems to be moving very fast. I was actually in a little town south of me today for a few minutes and stopped into a dollar store, picked up a couple things, and a guy had three buggies of toilet paper. That's all he was getting, three buggies of toilet paper stacked up. Everybody was mad at him. They was having a fit because that's all he wanted was toilet paper, and he's getting it all. And so we're starting to see, Stuart, people panic, but we're also starting to see tempers on edge.
Yeah. In fact, I watched a video, probably not that one, where there was a war over toilet paper. These guys are idiots. They go in there and they load up. They're just a wonder that they don't get taken down by fistfights or, you know, attacked outside. I don't know why anybody would do that. If you want toilet paper, folks, go in, buy one, go back out,
that's all.
Come back at another store, go get another one, et cetera, et cetera. Why make a target of yourself? Absolutely stupid. Anyway, here's an interesting email I just got. And folks, by the way, email us of what's happening in your area. This is the only way we're really going to find out what's going on. What Larry saw. He wants an eyewitness account. So we can't say, well, the video was faked. There are an awful lot of people out there that are still in total denial as to what's really going on. Anyway, here's an email I just got. Well, they just made a public announcement on all channels, all events, conferences, sporting events, regional, Final Four, Final Ten, Final Four events, schools closed. All school sports canceled through end of April. All schools are closed. The public health advisor for Indianapolis TV said they had a limited number of tests to test with. Only the very severe will get tested. Their best answer is, if you're sick, stay home. We're giving the police special powers to arrest people for special circumstances. That's kind of ominous. Not really saying what they are. I can tell you personally, going to Walmart, Kroger, or any of the other stores, they're getting pretty empty. Enjoy your show. Okay, Indianapolis, Indiana. Pretty soon then, the whole state, if it isn't already, will be declared an emergency, a state of emergency. That's what Trump is more or less saying. He said, we can only do so much, but I think this is all coordinated right down to the county health level. And if you haven't stocked up, you're in a lot of trouble. But I thought that was kind of an interesting email, actually. And then here's another one. Well, I'm froze up here, which is what's going on all the time now with my computer. All kinds of reports are coming in. Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, while you're looking for that, Stuart, I was going to mention that you're exactly right. There was a lot of people stacked up and trying to get a lot of things, but the safest way to do it is to go in and maybe get a couple of deals that you want. Even if you got to go out to your car and back in for about 10 trips, it's better than trying to take out two or three buggy loads of stuff and have a problem. I mean, that's just my opinion. And by the way, I saw something from on the internet earlier that caused me to snicker. They were talking about all the people buying up all the toiletries, you know, in the country. And he was saying, well, one thing about it, he said, they may be wiping their butt, but they'll starve to death doing it.
Yeah, food is much more important. Anyway, here's something that's going on, which will soon come here, folks. Italians must fill out paperwork to buy groceries or visit hospitals. The Italian government has required the public to fill out paperwork in order to leave their own home. So that's what a lockdown is. This is what they're going to do. This has all been carefully orchestrated. This is the New World Order coming in. The new quarantine rules are a result of the draconian measures taken by the Italian government in an attempt to stop the spread of the coronavirus. Problem is, this thing is airborne. So, and more articles are showing up that it is airborne. In fact, I just read an article where they now know that the time of incubation while you're a carrier is 30-something days, which is what we had heard earlier, and then they boo-booed it and said, no, 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 that's not true. It's only 14. Well, now they're coming out and saying, well, yeah, we made a mistake. It is longer. Washington State crosses chain reaction outbreak threshold. New York City mayor, intense number of new coronavirus cases. He says it's growing so intensely, it's hard to keep up. Now, I don't know how they know that if they don't have any test kits, so whether that's real or not, who knows. Wisconsin, 6 confirmed, governor declares state of emergency. Coronavirus-related cancellations, postponements in Minneapolis 5 hours ago, causing the cancellation, postponement of variety of entertainment events, sports, and services. 9 cases of COVID-19 confirmed, and coronavirus testing in the U.S. could face huge disruption due to looming shortages of critical lab materials. So what's going on, Larry? I add this up to say this is what they want. They want as many people sick or dying as they can get, all the while trying to say, well, we love you, American people, and we're doing everything we can to stop this. You have to go back to the Georgia Guidestones and Deep State. Why would they carve in granite or marble, whatever it is, 6.5 billion rollback of the population, unless they meant it? And it's masonry is what it is. And the Bible has a lot to say about masons. So if you're a mason and you're listening to this, you better post haste, remove yourself from it, because hell is forever. And that's where the Bible says you're going to go. So it's a deception. It's like all the other things that are deceptions in this matrix. What other headlines do you have, Larry? There's a lot of them. I mean, they're just coming in leaps and bounds.
And I didn't have time to vet it, but Darnett sent me a text earlier, said that apparently the California governor, I believe his name is Newsom, had now decided that California, the state, needed to take over hospitals and also restaurants and food sources in the state.
Oh, executive orders, FEMA. This is what this is going. When Trump spoke today, or yesterday, I can't remember which one it was, he made a comment that is very, very ominous. He said, I have powers that nobody knows about, that I can invoke at any time. And I know what he's referring to, the draconian police state FEMA executive orders that have been on the books for years and years and years, and everybody poo-pooed it and said, no, that's not true. That's just a wild tinfoil hat conspiracy. No, it isn't. I have copies of all of them. When I produced Iron Mountain, I put them in there. It's real. These are all government documents. You think they're fooling with NDAA? Do you think they're fooling when they declare emergency, United States of America, a war zone? This is Congress betraying the American people, like Pelosi. Pelosi's committing treason, and nothing is going to be done about it. Nobody's going to go to prison. The deep state does it. Jesus Christ is the only one that's going to put these people in a prison they'll never get out of. But they're too stupid to know that. But they'll find it out the hard way. And I know people say, well, that's just what you believe. No, that's what I have been shown. I was taken down there. You don't want to be there. Nobody wants to be there. It's real. It's more real than you and I right now. This stuff is real, folks. This has been in the works for ages and ages. They're just bringing it about now. Nobody's going to stop them. They don't have to worry about the American people rising up. Not going to happen. They had their chance, and they wouldn't take it. What else you got, Larry?
Well, here's some quick headlines off of Drudge. World on edge, panic after Trump travel ban, no escape from Europe, Norway shuts country, reports world system failing, Fed pumps another $1 trillion, America, civil war or war, a divided nation. What do you think?
Yeah. Yep. But I don't think there will be a civil war unless this thing goes a little bit different than we think. This appears to me it's either a test run to see what the people are actually going to do, and then they can tweak it and come back with something else, or this is really the end game, and they fully intend to lock everybody down. It looks to me like the end game. The timing is about right for what's going on over there in Israel and the Middle East. You know, the big wars, Isaiah 17, Daniel 8, Ezekiel 38, 39, everything is being lined up for those to happen. Now, I know that we just pounded some places in Iraq in retaliation. I did remember seeing Trump say something. Somebody asked him about it. He says, well, you'll find out. Well, they just got pounded really good, I guess, over there. I don't know exactly what happened, but that was the headline that I saw. Tests indicate coronavirus can survive in the air. That's what we've been telling people. This is airborne. Now they're coming out and admitting it. Wave of cancellations as outbreak spreads. Italy expands their shutdown to nearly all stores. Let's see. What else have we got? I mean, it's just one thing after another. White House, well, we mentioned that, has all their deliberations are now classified, top secret. What else do you have?
Fox News is reporting a historic drop. The Dow suffers the steepest plunge in decades, despite the Fed's efforts to stabilize rattled markets. Of course, it's down about 21,000, I think, and everybody's worried about it opening up tomorrow. But, you know, the interesting thing, Stuart, you know, with this emergency, the Democrats and the deep state and all of our government that is basically lawless, they'll get away scot-free.
Yes, they will. Yep. And the American people are not going to do a thing about it. Well, let's just wait for the election, blah, 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 blah. Meanwhile, the treason is so severe, there very easily could be no election. I think that's what they're doing. They're going to get rid of Trump, and with Biden probably the lead and kind of senile already, they can invoke Article 25. Let's say we go through and we do have another election. We don't know who is running mate might well be, but I would guess maybe Michelle or Obama himself. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm hearing that from the deep side that Biden is going to shock everyone with his running mate, and some of the insiders are saying that he's looking at either Michelle Obama or Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, and Obama would be, I looked it up. Actually, Obama does have the right and can come in as a vice president legally. If something happens to Biden, which would probably be fairly quickly, then Obama can serve for 2 full years. Well, that would end up the United States. That'd be the end of America. And if Hillary gets in, with the count, the body count behind those people, Biden probably wouldn't have much of a life expectancy as president, would be my guess. Here's another headline, by the way, super rich jet off to their disaster bunkers. That is the biggest clue of all that this whole thing is going down. The very, very wealthy are bugging out big time all over, which kind of confirms what Hal Turner had said maybe a week ago. But now it's going big time, and it's been confirmed by other papers. The super rich jet off to their disaster bunkers. These things have been set up, folks, for years. Probably 20, 25 years ago, I reported that Australia had several huge underground cities all prepared for them. And when you see these things starting to disappear, and by the way, Larry, is Congress actually, are they going to go home?
Well, that seems to be up in the air. The latest report was that the Supreme Court had stopped all activity and that Congress was supposed to go home. Pelosi's trying to pass this bill right now to ban Trump's ban from Europe. And she's trying to block him stopping anybody from pouring into America. So I don't have an answer for that. But, boy, this weekend's going to be a time to really watch.
Yeah. Yeah, says here, headline, Germany, 70% will be infected. It'll be 100. Tom Hanks, as you probably all know, tested positive. The NBA has suspended their season. Panic after travel ban. Americans rush home. Bedlam at the airports. Russia closes its eastern border as killer CV spreads to every region of China. Wuhan, deserted. I saw a video about it. Only street lights on. All the buildings are dark, which would indicate there has been no recovery. And our liar-in-chief over there, Z, evidently, when he went to Wuhan to show that there'd been a recovery, well, he went there probably because there's nobody there. The question is, where did all those people go? Were they moved to another vacant city? Or did they all die?
Or up in smoke.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, or up in smoke.
Yeah, which happened to Japan, right? Or was that Korea?
Yeah, Japan's reporting black rain, and they think it's because of all the funeral fires over in North Korea.
Yep. Yep, I think
so. By the way, Stuart, Kim Jong-un has left Pyongyang, and he's gone underground in a bunker. And a lot of people are doing that. And if you'll remember way back, the Bushes, remember, bought a bunker in Paraguay.
Yes. They know what's coming. This is all engineered. It's a dumb American that sits back, twiddles their thumbs, eating brats and watching games that's going to be the victim here. This has been laid out a long, long time ago. People poo-pooed the Georgia Guidestones. That can't be true. We don't have such evil people as that. They would never do something like that. Well, of course they would. They belong to Satan. Satan hates humanity. It's very, very simple. Why do you think Jesus came down here and died for us? If it's all a big joke. I don't know, Larry. Last words.
Well, I was just going to mention, you may want to tell people about the show tomorrow night and who the guest will be if everything's still normal.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We have Dan Holdings on, and he's an author, best-selling author. And he really has his hand on the pulse of what's going on. And he'll be talking, hopefully, about his new book. And it should be a great show, and I'm sure we'll have more to talk about. The headlines just keep popping up. It's amazing how fast this is moving. And when they tell you, be very careful where you go and when you go, they're deadly serious. This thing is deadly, and I think the death rate is much higher than what they're telling anybody, along with the number of people that are infected. So anyway, we'll be on tomorrow night and be a longer show, so we'll have plenty of time to talk about it. Hope everybody can listen in. And Larry will be on with us, of course. and it's going to be kind of interesting to talk to him and find out what he really thinks about all this. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on, and thanks, everybody, for listening. Heads up, you haven't prepared. You better do it now. Anyway, thanks a lot for listening. Take care. Good night.